For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A new year is just around the corner, so this week we're looking back on some of the big political decisions and issues that faced Memphis and Shelby County in 2019. Last week, political analyst Otis Sanford and I talked about Governor Bill Lee and state politics. We'll continue our year-end conversation today. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here again.
So, Otis, we had a mayoral election this year. Mayor Jim Strickland was reelected to a second term in a landslide vote. What did this say to you about the state of our city in 2019?
That is a really good question, because I think in a lot of ways this election was a watershed moment in Memphis politics. You're talking about a white politician in a city with well over 60% African-American population winning to the level that he won over a former mayor who was, during his day, very, very popular as well. That spoke to the voters were far more interested in qualification, temperament, and the ability to get things done. And it had nothing to do with the color of a person's skin. That was, to me, a watershed moment here.
But, you know, if you look at how Democrats are responding to what's happening nationally, they seem to be in a more revolutionary mood these days. And Strickland was kind of a conservative choice.
I guess you can see it that way. But honestly, I think last year's election, that spoke volumes about how this local community sees national politics, sees the president, and they were voting opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. And in 2018, Democrats made huge a wave of...
They swept in Shelby County. That, to me, spoke to disdain for national politics. The voters in 2019 voted for competence, credibility, and a track record that was pretty good, despite some things that some people didn't like, including, you know, police surveillance and all of that kind of stuff.
And speaking of policing, here at the end of the year, Memphis always adds up its number of homicides in the city, and we're around 200. Despite the numbers, do you think our public safety policies in 2019 were heading in the right direction?
I think for the most part, in total, I think so. The police department is still trying to increase the number of officers. And I did like the idea that the police department put more patrols on the interstates to cut down on those interstate shootings.
So, Otis, what would you say was the local policy issue that had the biggest impact in 2019?
I think that what the Memphis City Council and the mayor back in March and then the county government did in June was to provide funding for expanding pre-kindergarten in our city and county. I think that from a long-term perspective is one of the most significant things that government can do. Give these young folks, the four-year-olds, the head start that they need toward a good education. And I think that the city council, the mayor, the county government, and the county mayor should be commended for stepping up and providing the money necessary to expand kindergarten to help children who need it to get a kickstart toward an education.
That's political analyst Otis Sanford. Last week, we talked about some of the major statewide issues, such as Governor Bill Lee and school vouchers. You can hear that interview and more at WKNOFM.org. This is WKNO News.